Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a brand new Healthline 3, where we like to focus on ways to live a better, healthier, and a pain-free life. Over the next half hour, we're going to be taking your calls and questions, so pick up the phone and give us a call between now and 12:30. That number to call is 318-219-4569. And we're excited to have Joe Nicholas, Physician's Assistant of Bossier Orthopedics with Willis Knighton Surgery, as our featured guest today. Joe, thank you so much for being here in studio.
Thank you again for having me.
Absolutely. And I mentioned there on our little intro that it is all about trying to get to that point where we're healthier and live a pain-free life. And being pain-free is kind of, or helping people get to that level, is what you do best.
Absolutely. You know, we see people every day of the week who are struggling with issues from knee pain to hip pain, back pains, kind of everything, shoulder pain. Knee replacements and hip replacements are some of the surgeries that we end up focusing a lot of attention on, just because it is such a common procedure and a lot of people oftentimes have a lot of questions about them.
Absolutely, and that's what we're here to address too, is if you have certain pains, especially with your knee, your hips, give us a call over the next couple of minutes here. So Joe, let's kind of dive right into it too. How common is your average knee pain, and what's the severity talking about by the time people come to see you?
Absolutely. Knee pain is a very common problem that many people experience. Getting down to actually doing a surgery is another story altogether.
Sure.
You know, there are about a million knee replacements done in the United States a year, and about 1 in 12 people actually would end up having a knee replacement. But that's the surgical side. There are definitely plenty of things that we do before considering surgery as an option. And a lot of times those simple treatment plans or conservative treatment plans tend to be enough treatment for people to get over whatever knee problem they're having and get back to doing the things they want to do.
Interesting. Now you said it, stat that jumped out at me when you said 1 in 12. Is that 1 in 12 people in general or 1 in 12 people that are already having knee problems?
No, just 1 in 12 people in general.
Wow.
Over the course of their lifetime. I mean, obviously that's a big span for most people.
Sure.
But the number is that, you know, also rising, essentially.
Yeah. Now, when you hear the term a total knee replacement, I mean, any part of your body that you hear a total replacement, it kind of, I don't know, I guess it could freak out some people when you hear something like that. What goes into a total knee replacement? Just kind of walk us through exactly what that means.
Sure, absolutely. You know, it is something that can be a daunting thing to consider for most people. However, by the time people are considering doing a knee replacement, they typically have had knee problems for extended periods of time, months, years. And so by the time you've gone through those conservative treatment options, then considering a knee replacement to return back to normal function or having a more pain-free lifestyle is doesn't sound as daunting as it did in the beginning of the conversation.
Right.
You know, initially, on initial evaluations of patients, we like to suggest activity, stretching, flexibility, strengthening, encourage weight loss. Those are kind of the hallmarks of initial treatment plans for just joint pain in general. Mm-hmm. But if that stuff is not doing the trick, then it's also anti-inflammatory medications, whether that's over-the-counter anti-inflammatories or whether that's prescription anti-inflammatories. There's different exercise routines for certain joints to increase the strength of that joint and decrease the pain. They also have different types of injections that you can do into the joint to help pain relief as well.
That's very important too, is kind of, you know, doing those things that we can to prevent getting to that point. So when you focus on having like a total knee replacement, is there a certain age group? I mean, I can look back as a sports fan and think of countless football players that have been injured on the football field, and unfortunately you watch those gruesome injuries and it's a significant knee problem. But do you typically see people that are a certain age roundabout? Is it more senior citizens, or do you see all age groups?
So we see all age groups in the clinic setting. But whenever you're considering a joint replacement, it's less about age and more about your quality of life. It also depends, like you said, on if you've had a previous sports injury or ligamentous injury to your joint and you've had arthritis advanced more rapidly. Mm-hmm. We like to stave off things, larger surgeries like joint replacements, for as long as you can. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where those conservative options come into play. But at the same time, if you're unable to do any of the activities that you normally like to do, and you can't do them without pain, then surgery becomes an option to consider. The injections, the anti-inflammatories, physical therapies, those are always great options to help reduce the frequency in which you have to do a knee replacement. And they also are very beneficial after surgeries as well. If you go into a surgery as strong as you can be and as flexible as you can be, then you're probably going to have a better outcome after that procedure as well.
Very interesting. All right, I got a follow-up question in just a second, but I want to get this phone number out right now one more time. So if you're experiencing some knee issues, possibly some hip issues, give us a call if you got a question for Joe Nicholas. He's going to be able to get you some answers right now. He's the physician's assistant of Bossier Orthopedics with Willis Knighton Surgery. So give us a call. Got about 20 more minutes to go or so. And that phone number to call is 318-219-4569. A good opportunity to get your questions answered. And that's what it's all about, living a pain-free life. Now, Joe, you mentioned a fascinating thing a little bit ago as far as injuries and how they could actually contribute more later in life to something like this. Is that always the case, or is it simply, you know, are you more prone to be having severe injuries later in life if you do have those injuries earlier? For example, if you know, 16-year-old, 17-year-old football player gets severely injured, well, maybe not severely, but has major knee issues, are they going to feel it when they're 70?
Sure, not necessarily. A lot has changed in the past several years as far as treatments, surgeries concerned, repairs that are done. Mm-hmm. A lot of just surgical technique has improved dramatically. And so as time goes and that continues to improve, those injuries that were there can hopefully recover and not show those signs later on in life. The most common reasons why you see people getting things like knee replacements done are different types of arthritis. It's a very broad and general term. But those fall under a few different categories. You have things like inflammatory conditions like rheumatoid arthritis or psoriatic arthritis that can progress to more severe joint damage, which can lead to a joint replacement. But like you said, you have injuries to the joint, which also can cause arthritis to progress. Mm. But then the most common type of arthritis that you see is osteoarthritis, and that's just kind of wear and tear over time that people get. Now, like we alluded to earlier, the stronger you are, the more flexible you are, the less weight you have carrying around on your knees, typically the longer that knee would last. And so the less arthritis is, and of any kind, really, mm-hmm. inflammatory condition, injury, or osteoarthritis tend to affect people.
Wow, great explanation there. And we're going to be breaking down. I'd like to ask you, too, what the difference is, because I had no idea that there were different types of arthritis. So we'll talk about that more in a minute. But we do have our first caller for Joe. I believe we have Melanie on the line. Melanie, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, Melanie.
What's your question for Joe, Melanie?
Yes, is there a weight limit on getting a total knee replacement?
So is there a weight limit on getting total knee replacements? We encourage patients to lose weight if they're in a certain BMI, just because at certain points, as that BMI goes typically over about 40, then it does increase your risk for a negative outcome after the procedure. And that is part of the whole process of being evaluated and screened for things like knee replacements. We want to have everyone kind of, you know, have an equal opportunity to do well after these kind of surgeries, and we just want to kind of make sure that you're tuned up and ready to do those kind of procedures. Sometimes weight loss is one of those conversations that we have.
Great questions, Melanie.
Okay. Thank you. That was, you answered my question. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Melanie. We appreciate that. And if you have a question right now for Joe, if you're having some knee issues and kind of want to know if you possibly need to have surgery on that, maybe a full knee replacement, give us a call right now, 318-219-4569. And some great information. That's why I like doing these health lines, because I always walk away knowing more and learning some things here. And I find it fascinating. Again, let's go back to the arthritis thing, because I'm sure a lot of the people watching right now, especially the senior citizens, maybe watching at home thinking, my knee hurts so bad. And arthritis is probably a main contributor to that. Joe, break down what, how arthritis contributes, makes it worse, and the different kinds. You mentioned that, but what is the difference, especially what osteoarthritis is? I know that's a big one.
Absolutely. Osteoarthritis is the most common type of arthritis that we typically see in a clinic setting. It is one that typically involves wear and tear of the joint just over the duration of someone's life. How fast arthritis progresses is always an interesting topic. There are a bunch of different variables that kind of predict how fast your arthritis will progress. But joint preservation is a very important thing, and managing that pain before considering something like a knee replacement is always something that we'd like to do prior to considering a surgery. That is through different types of medications, through different types of injections, physical therapy. Those are all really important steps to stave off joint replacements as long as you can. But at some point, if those measures fail, and that's typically after an extended period of time, then considering a knee replacement is always an option to fix that arthritic change that you have.
Wow, very interesting. I have so many more questions, literally and in my head right now, to ask you, but we do have our next caller on the line. I knew we were going to get a lot of callers for Joe, and that's great. And I believe we have Winfred. Winfred, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Nate?
Doing great, man. How are you doing? Those knees doing okay?
Yeah, no, they're not doing okay. I did a little over 30 years in the auto industry, pacing on concrete. My knees are shot. Is there anything I could do besides surgery to remedy some of the aggravating pain?
Oh, absolutely. There are definitely several different treatment options before considering knee replacements for these kind of problems. Definitely an initial evaluation would be an important thing to discuss your history, but also to take things like x-rays and see if you have arthritis and how advanced your arthritis is. Once you determine that, then this is a team effort. We get to all decide kind of what the best treatment options for you would be, whether that's anti-inflammatory medications, if an injection can be beneficial for you. There's another type of injections that oftentimes can be beneficial for patients called hyaluronic acid injections. Physical therapy and bracing are also very conservative things that you can do to help improve your pain before considering something like a knee replacement.
Man, great question.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Yes, and man, I tell you what, thanks for building those cars. Great job. We appreciate it. And thanks for that question too. And if you got a question right now for Joe, this guy's the knee wonder, 318-219-4569. Give us a call right now. About halfway through Healthline too. We're going to close the phone lines with 3 minutes to go too, so we don't have, unfortunately, we don't want to cut anyone off. So give us a call. Now's the time to do that. Joe Winfred touched on something very important there too, the years that I guess the stress and wear and tear on our bodies too. What are some things that someone like Winfred there that he can do while he's working? If we don't have a time machine to go back the 20 years that he was working, but what are some things that he can do along the way so that he gets to that point and doesn't suffer? Or for some of these workers right now, if they got a high intensity job, they're moving around a lot at work, what should they be doing right now to kind of prepare their life decades down the road?
Absolutely. If you have knee pain and it's not improving with typical anti-inflammatories that you would take over the counter or time, then getting evaluated is definitely an initial first step that would be very important. That gives you an idea of how to expect your knee pain to progress. It lets you have access to other treatment options that we've discussed out there. And then also, it really lets you kind of prepare through having the conversation as well as discussing with family, and then actually considering doing things like knee replacements. So those are all very important steps that you need to take when it comes to if you're having persistent knee pain like that.
Okay. Would it be simple as wearing a brace? Do all braces help? Is that something that people should consider if they walk miles a day or if they're out on that showroom floor trying to build things? Should they be wearing a brace now for the average 30, 40-year-old?
So bracing has its place in knee pain, and there's a lot of different nuances to the knee pain that you can get, whether it's a ligament disinjury, whether it is arthritis progression, and some bracing, and there's a bunch of different braces out there, but there's a bunch of different types of braces for specific injuries. Mm-hmm. So just putting a brace on is not necessarily the best option for you. There's definitely a place where they can be beneficial for knee pain.
What if you're not suffering pain? Kind of like a preventive measure.
Then bracing is not an ideal option.
Okay.
If you have no pain,
Exactly.
Okay. Sometimes they can be restrictive as far as your range of motion is concerned. Sometimes they can slide, move, shift, and that causes people some more discomfort if they're not having that pain in the first place.
Okay, interesting. So you may end up doing more harm than good simply by just doing that. All righty. And we already have our next caller on the line. Who do we have? Who's on the line with us right
now?
Joe. Okay. Got a question for Joe. I like it. Hey, what's your question, Joe?
Okay. I have recently, the last year or two, gone to Dallas and got stem cell therapy, PRP or whatever, which has helped my pain level. But my problem is I still limp because structurally my knee has, given way over a period of time because it just has. And so I don't know, is there any way to fix that? Can you do physical therapy, or is it just until I do have a knee replacement, is there anything I can do?
Absolutely. PRP injections are one of the type of injections that you can do for joint pain. Being evaluated initially with x-rays can be beneficial to tell you, is this an arthritic problem or is this a structural problem of the knee that could be more soft tissue related? Sometimes doing things like MRIs or CT scans can provide additional information to tell you if it is more arthritis or if it is a soft tissue injury. If it is more advanced arthritis, then yes, treatment options like physical therapy, anti-inflammatories, injections are definitely options. And if it is a soft tissue injury, then that's where an MRI becomes very beneficial as to how you can progress with physical therapy, if physical therapy is needed, or if any other surgical interventions are needed.
Great. All right. Well, that sounds great.
Hey, Joe. Thanks a lot for the question, buddy. Appreciate it. And thank you, Joe, for the answer.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. This is what it's all about. I really love when people call in and we get some answers for you. That's what Healthline's about. So while we bring on pros, and that's certainly why we have Joe Nicholas, Physician's Assistant of Bossier Orthopedics with Willis Knighton in studio with us now. Let me give you that phone number right now. You probably see it on your screen, 318-219-4569. And talking all things knees, pain, and especially total knee replacements, if it comes to that. And let's get back to that, Joe, when it comes to a total knee replacement. What exactly goes into that? Let's talk about some of the things that you're using and, basically what's going in there.
Sure. So after all the conservative options have failed, and a knee replacement becomes a more real conversation for someone. Some of the most important things that you can do are be evaluated by your primary doctor before doing a surgery like that, or a cardiologist, just to make sure that Everything is in order as far as blood work or EKGs needed, and that way they can be ready to do something like a knee replacement. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to a knee replacement, there are metal and plastic implants that go in during the procedure, and we also use robotic technology to help assist with knee replacements now.
That's awesome.
Robots that are used typically don't perform any cutting during the procedure, mm-hmm. or any actual portion of the surgery itself in that aspect. But what they really do help with is increased precision. Years ago, you used to hear things like knee replacements would last 10, 12 years. The lifespan and expectancy of a knee replacement now has improved dramatically. They say with all the research now that they can last 20, 25, and kind of really to be determined how long they're going to last. And part of the reason why they are improving so much is because of the technology that is being used to help the surgeon put that knee replacement in the right position, make sure the size is appropriate for the patient, make sure that all the orientations are there that are needed to have a good functioning long-term knee.
Yeah, and we'll be talking more about those robots, keeping it minimally invasive, I'm sure, one of those terms that we use.
Absolutely.
Like to use, yes, because it can really speed up that healing process. But we already have our next caller on the line. I believe we have Peterson. If you wouldn't mind, yes, sir, turn down your TV just a little bit. So we don't got that feedback there. Can you hear us, sir?
Okay.
Go ahead.
My name is Kevin Peterson.
Go ahead.
And I have been diagnosed with osteosclerosis and degenerative disc disease, and I've been having extreme pain in my back, the lower back and spine area. However, I'm not able to take pain medications because I was on pain medications for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer, and that's been in remission for the last 2 years. And since I wasn't weaned off the pain, those pain medications, I got addicted to them, to the opiates, and I'm currently now taking Suboxone to manage withdrawals until I'm completely weaned off the Suboxone. So now I'm trying to find what would be another alternative for me to, you know, take to relieve the pain from the osteosclerosis in my back and the degenerative disc disease.
Sure, absolutely. There are definitely other surgical procedures that are more oriented towards the spine. There are a few other orthopedic doctors in our group who manage spine pain as well. And there are a lot of other options besides narcotic pain medication, whether it would be for a spine injury or a knee injury or hip injury. Less pain medication that we use, typically the better. The more long-term answer for pain like that can sometimes be surgical, in which people oftentimes see a significant improvement in pain, especially when it comes to knee pain and hip pains, and that's kind of why we do things like hip and knee replacements.
Great answer. Peterson, thank you very much for your call. We do appreciate that. And you touched on an important thing there, Joe, is not just throwing medicine or, you know, whatever it is at people, you know, oxycodone, things like that. You want to keep it to where the joints and things like that are kind of self-sufficient, so it's not just heavily reliant on medication 100% of the time.
Absolutely, and that, as Mr. Peterson alluded to, there can be long-term problems with narcotic use, not just physically, but also in all the other aspects of life. So if managing that pain can be done without narcotic pain medication, that typically tends to have a better, longer outcome than just, like you said, throwing medication at it and hoping it goes away. That often doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm really glad we touched on that. That is such an important aspect of this. Hey, we probably have time for one more caller here. So 318-219-4569. We're going to cut the phone lines off here in just about 3 minutes or so. So if you got a question for Joe, experiencing some knee pain right now, make sure you give us a call. We'll try to get that question answered for you. Let's bring it back to the robots and some of the technology that's used Boy, oh boy, has it changed over the decades. And I mean, now we're at a point that it's like science fiction almost. These little robots going into your knee and making these precise cuts and things like that. And, or, you know, it's just so fascinating. And tell us what it kind of does, especially when it comes to the recuperating from the surgery.
Absolutely. So the purpose of the robots are, you want a knee replacement to fit you as well as possible and be aligned as well as possible. And it takes out some of the guesswork that the surgeon would have over the past several years before robots were really more available during those surgeries. It helps to balance knees. It helps to make sure that the knee can function. Motion is great. Implant sizes fit you well. And when you have those things and they all come together, then you typically are going to recover faster out of the surgery. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to get up and move and go faster. You're going to have less pain initially. You're going to have an implant that would typically last a longer period of time and not have to worry about considering doing other knee surgeries in the future. Other place where robotic use has really helped is a hospital stay, just in general. Years ago, they would keep you in a hospital for a week. You'd, you know, lay and do some therapy occasionally and kind of slowly make your way out of the hospital. But now it's oftentimes considered an outpatient procedure where you can come, get the surgery done, and go home that day.
Wow.
However, there are some, you know, factors that come to your length of stay in the hospital. If there's any medical issues that the patient has that need to be monitored a little bit more closely, if the patient lives a far distance from the Shreveport-Bossier area, then we'd like to keep you. And we keep you as long as you need in the hospital. Mm. We want to make sure you're making the right progress in the right directions, make sure your pain is well controlled, and make sure that when you get out and you're back at home, then you don't have worry or concern about those other possible things that could happen.
Yeah. You're not just knocking out the surgery and pushing people out the door.
Absolutely.
So that's a good thing. Well, that's why you guys are doing big things there, Willis Knight Orthopedic Surgery. Joe, this is a question I'm kind of surprised we didn't get it today, but some people obviously it's an issue. But do you guys work with insurance? And, you know, not that you need to break down the numbers for us, but you guys do obviously work with insurance companies to help people out.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people that are considering knee replacement as an option, typically, as you progress in age, you're going to be on traditional insurances, mm-hmm. right? And so most of those insurances typically cover those kind of costs. Prior to even doing surgeries, there's billing departments for both hospital as well as in our office that check your benefits, make sure that everything is covered, and do keep the patient involved as far as, you know, if anything is covered or not covered, and before you proceed with any procedures like that. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, I know some people are watching right now. Maybe didn't get a chance to call in and talk to Joe about some issues they may be having. Are you guys taking patients right now, and what's a way that maybe you could help some folks out if they have some questions today, down the road, next week, things like that with their knee pain?
Absolutely. We see people every day of the week. We have multiple providers at Bossier Orthopedics. Our office number is 217-8841. And we have people waiting to take your phone calls. You know, we're happy to get you in and get you seen. We know that people have struggled with joint pain, and it's not something that you just want to kind of postpone. So we usually like to get you in very quickly and evaluate you and make sure we get a good, comfortable treatment plan as a team to make sure you are happy.
That is awesome. And I, you know, just based on what you've been saying, now there's never been a better time in history to get a total knee replacement and get checked out than right now.
That's definitely true. Yeah. It is. Orthopedics is definitely a field that always kind of constantly progresses. Mm-hmm. And as time is going, you know, they're just getting better and better, and people are, you know, having knee replacements that last longer and longer and let them do the things they want to do.
Living a pain-free life, that's what it's all about. Well, Joe, real fast, do you got a website that they can go and check out? Do you happen to know what that is?
They do. If you just Google Bossier Orthopedics, then it'll bring up some links that you can click on. You can see the providers in our group. It has a bunch of information on there as far as answering a lot of the questions that we covered here today.
Yeah.
But then you can also call. Our office number is 212-7841, and that's Bossier Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
There you go. Well, buddy, it was great today. Fantastic, great advice.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Our pleasure. Merry Christmas, pal.
You too.